Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's go straight to the Lord in prayer. You know, this is Friday, the last day of the week. We get to have a weekend, and and then we hit it all over again on Monday. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. And, you know, pray every day, not just on the weekdays. And pray more than once a day, not just with me in the mornings. For such a time as this, Father, we come before you with praise and adoration for the greatness that you are. We ask, Father, for your forgiveness. We ask, Father, that you will hold back your wrath. Though it will be painful, I ask you, I beg you, to let us see the truth. Reveal it all to us, that we might take a positive action with it or against it, whichever it may be. I ask for your protection over this nation and over your people. Guide our elected officials. Place before them stumbling blocks when they seek to do evil against you and your children, and lift those up who choose the path of your righteousness. Abba, Father, I realize you are a patient and loving God. I know I am not alone when I pray, and I know I am not the only one you have drawn to service for such a time as this. Arise your men and women. Raise them up, Father. Give them the courage and the boldness that they need. May the men be as Moses and David, and may the women be bold and brave as the prophetess and heroine Deborah, and courageous as Queen Esther. They were called by you to serve and to save your people. May we have such righteousness and righteous and brave people in America today for such a time as this. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This is a quote from Ed Martin this morning. He says, reasoning that bin Laden never took over the Capitol, the mainstream media is trying to say with a straight face that January 6th was worse than 9/11. Not only is this patently false, but it is a disgrace to the many Americans who lost their lives on 9/11. Big media will stop at nothing to parrot Nancy Pelosi's talking points, no matter how shameful. He is correct. He is absolutely correct. It's troublesome to me, all that is going on and being said. Yes, there was an insurrection. It was a slow takeover of our government, sneaky, conniving, like a con man on the corner of the street. But it wasn't a boisterous and rowdy mob on January 6th. Are you worried at all, America? We shudder at the horror stories of old where leaders or kings would murder babies to ensure that they would not take over his kingdom, yet the U.S. is a nation that murders millions of unborn babies each year. And now they propose afterbirth. They can decide if the baby should live or die if his or her life is too inconvenient. And old folks, they're costing us too much, so perhaps they should be put down as well. A pandemic was conveniently escaped from the China lab just in time for an escalated voter fraud, and after the whistleblower from China spilled the relationship of China and the Democrat Party to the world. You better not let Trump win, they said. Or else what? China would make sure the dirt they have on many of our Congress folks would be revealed. At this point, I'm not sure America cares how corrupt our Congress is. Do you care? We have the head prostitute in Congress, Pelosi, declaring that January 6th was an attack on the temple of democracy. There is a lot of corruption in that so-called temple, where our own elected officials, those D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals, line their own pockets with tax dollars and foreign dollars. What if you discovered that they are involved in drug trafficking? And that's why we haven't won the war on drugs. In fact, we've lost. We lose every day. What if you found out they were involved in human trafficking? Have you ever wondered why is killing babies so important to the Democrat Party and the fact that they want you to pay for it? The pandemic was proven, has proven it isn't your health they care so much about, but controlling you and your family and taking over your communities. The government school, paid for by your tax dollars, has been seizing your children and teaching them incorrect history and how to hate others for being different. With the help of media, nearly all media, they, the Democrat Party, and many other politicians, have been labeling and separating groups of people to weaken this nation. Policies to weaken families. Policies to control speech and stifle your religious beliefs. Do you care, America? The theatrics we spoke of yesterday were on my mind last evening. The words came to me from the scripture. God cannot be mocked. It comes out of Galatians 6, 7 through 9. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. And number 8, perhaps, is a call to all of us. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if you do not give up. I went off yesterday on that, my verbal little tangent, about the sham going on in what used to be the People's House, but is now referred to by Nancy Pelosi as the Temple of Democracy. That sent a cold chill through me when she said that. Adam Schiff, a proven liar, dared to pretend to be moved by emotion and uttered the words, God help us all. What God is he meaning? The one that the Democrat Party and many politicians kicked out of school? The God they booed on at their 2012 Democrat National Convention? The God they removed from the Pledge of Allegiance during their 2016 National Convention? What God is it Schiff is praying to for help? The God that abhors the abuse of the weak and the young? I don't think so. The sham that is not only a scam against the American people, we the people, but they dare to use God's name? I've often said that the Ten Commandments that say, don't use the name of the Lord in vain, it isn't just referring to cursing. It's referring to things like what shifted just a couple of days ago. Mocking God. Using the name of the Lord when he wants his stuff. And then putting him down and removing him from this and from that. How can he possibly help Schiff if Schiff has kicked him out of everything else? Well, I'm not the only one upset. I've already been texting with Daniel today, and he's on fire about a few things, too, and he will be joining us in the next segment. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Do you care, America? I mean, seriously, these things should be eating you up inside, drawing you to action in a positive way. Ask God what he would have you do, where you can serve today. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation, our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyers and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. That's 800-418-5778.
Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have Daniel Turner with us, and like I said, we were texting earlier, and he's a little upset about a few things, too. Daniel, get it off your chest, my friend. Get it off your chest.
No, I wish I wasn't so much still upset, Beth Ann. You know, I wish there was one day that was just kind of calm and everything seemed to work and government left us alone.
But it's just one thing after the other. Just calm.
It really is. Yeah. And what I texted you about, which is unrelated to energy, and I always appreciate that we focus on energy on your show because it's what I do for a living, and it's my expertise, but it is wrapped up in the larger political world. And what I'm concerned about, which I'm sure most of your listeners are concerned about, is the new Delta variant COVID hysteria feels an awful lot like the year 2020. And I am fairly confident this is going to end with, you know what, we need to have mail-in ballots for the 2022 election.
This is way too serious. Mm-hmm.
Yep, we need early voting. We need mail-in ballots. And then surprise, surprise, despite the fact that there's so much anger towards the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi will increase her lead in the House, and Chuck Schumer will pick up a couple more Senate seats, and they'll have, we have a mandate for more socialism because the American people have stolen. Again, I'm still trying to find that plumber, Beth Ann, who tried to fix that leak in Georgia on election night because they had to stop counting for a pipe burst. And boy, oh boy, did that change. Well, after that pipe burst, Trump went from up a couple hundred thousand to down a couple hundred thousand, and I've still never found the plumber who fixed the pipe.
I don't know why they needed the plumber. There are certainly enough Democrats in that room that they know how to handle what you flush.
Yeah. Excellent and very well said. And that's just
I
my
tried
concern.
To keep it clean.
Very well done. Very well done. You're a good Christian woman. That's just where we are headed, right? We're already back to, I don't live in D.C. anymore. I'm very proud of that. I am glad to be gone. But D.C. starting tomorrow is back to 100% masks all the time. Regardless of status, regardless of anything, you must wear a mask. And New York City will start on Monday. Regardless of anything, masks in every indoor situation from now on. That's just the way it is. And that's the beginning. And that will soon become dining at 50%. That will soon become no one but Amazon is allowed to operate. All mom-and-pop shops have to close. And it will end with ballots.
It's insane. And I'm really praying that the American people will start rebelling. Not violently, but openly. Freedom of speech. And what happened yesterday with the congressman that went to the, this week, they went to the DOJ, they would not let them in. They wouldn't even let them in the lobby. And now they wouldn't let them in this facility that's holding these people as political prisoners. This stuff is escalating, and they don't care. The Democrats do not care. Neither do the rhinos like Cheney and Romney and crying Kissling or whatever his name is. They don't care.
No. And to show that the COVID, and what makes me think I'm not just a crazy conspiracy theorist, and what gives me some evidence that this is true, is the fact that if all these mandates were coming because the COVID variant was so deadly and it was so dangerous, then you would think we would stop bringing in tens of thousands of illegals every day
right.
across the border and allowing them to run free. Right. We just let them walk in and we let them get on buses and we let them. I mean, you would think, boy, oh, boy, we need to control. They want to control you in your house. They want to control what stores you can go to. Churches are next on the chopping block because this administration hates God and they hate the church and they hate all religion, period. So that's next to be told you have to shutter because church is a super spreader event. But these people coming across the border untested, no, it's all good. They're allowed.
But they're not only allowed to get on buses, they're putting them on buses.
They're putting them on,
they're putting on buses and putting them, taking them to places undisclosed throughout the United States. Probably Missouri, probably Illinois, probably Kansas, probably everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The governors are going to have to put a stop to some of that, but how do they do that? They don't even know. They don't even know.
No.
And when you say they don't believe in God, this is what really set me on fire this week, was Adam Schiff's grand display of emotion, and the very party that booed God, kicked him out of the Pledge of Allegiance, took him out of the schools, said, God help us all.
Yeah.
Well, what God's he talking about?
Exactly. The God of the Democrat Party. There are small town mayors and big town mayors across this country who every day wake up to buses just pulling into town, the doors opening, people get off, and the bus leaves. And now it's the town's responsibility, it's the people's responsibility. But what does that say about what Pelosi and Schumer and Biden think of these people? Like, regardless of the situation, regardless of the politics, we are still talking about human lives. We are still talking about people who don't speak the language, who for whatever reason have come to America. They want a better life. I totally will get that. But you've just put them on a bus and dropped them off in California, Missouri, and said, okay, figure it out. There's no compassion for those people. There's no human dignity or respect. So they've weighed the cost of doing this to people, treating people this way, possibly spreading this pandemic, versus the political benefit of filling America with more people who will ultimately become Democrat voters. And they've chosen the Democrat voters. They've chosen that over public health. They've chosen that over small town economies. They've chosen that over, and I've joked before, if the people coming across the border were anthropology majors from Brown University, if they were poetry majors from Dartmouth, who were going to be stealing the jobs from white, educated, liberal urbanites, they would shut this down. But they're not. They're stealing the jobs of rural America. They're stealing blue-collar jobs. And they don't care about blue-collar jobs.
No, they don't
the
care
drugs
about.
Coming across the border were being taken by white urban liberal children. If the girls of hedge fund Wall Street guys were smoking and doing fentanyl, they would stop the drugs. But fentanyl isn't a rich person's drug. It's a poor person's drug. And they don't care about the poor people, so they let the fentanyl come across the border, just like they let the immigrants come across the border. They don't care about who it's affecting, because ultimately it's a benefit for them as a political party.
I believe that's absolutely true, and I also believe that they are benefiting it by it. I really have come to the conclusion, I have no proof, I have no investigators, no reporters, no journalists that can go out and investigate this for me, but I believe there are many in Congress. The reason we never won the war on drugs is because they don't want you to win the war on drugs. The reason we're not winning the war on poverty is because they don't want us to win the war on poverty, but they are benefiting. And, you know, I don't have any dollars and proof, but I believe that they're benefiting from this. This is human trafficking is escalating in the United States.
Yeah.
We're a hub. Kansas City is a hub. I'm sure New York probably is, too. It's unreal what we're putting up with. And we are like the ostrich. Is it ostrich? Yeah, an ostrich that so-called sticks his head in the sand to ignore everything around him. But pretty soon.
Exactly.
We're going to suffocate down there because we haven't paid attention.
I mean, like the climate agenda, like so many agendas we talk about on your show, the goal is power. The goal is politics and the goal is power. And that's what's happening with this Delta variant. It is. I think if you are a statist, if you are a mini tyrant and you saw how much power you had during the COVID lockdowns, you don't want America to be opening up again. You don't want people going about their lives again. You would prefer them being dependent on you. You would prefer people buying Amazon products because they can't leave their house because Jeff Bezos writes huge campaign checks. You would prefer, you know, churches shut down because, God forbid, a pastor or a priest say something that counters your beliefs about abortion, about marriage, about anything. You don't want that. So you want to get rid of all of these things that compete with your power. And you want control, and that's what this new Delta variant is. And if you, again, ask for data, show me the data that says we need to have this lockdown, they will tell you, no, we need to believe in science, because it's a faith, it's a religion.
Jen Psaki yesterday said, why do you need that?
Yeah.
Why do you need to know that?
Who do you think you are asking for facts and figures?
Seriously. Somebody needs to take that woman and shake her till her hair can't be pushed back.
Disobedience.
Oh,
we need civil disobedience. Just like when our African-American brothers were told, you can't sit there, you can't drink from that fountain, you can't eat here. They said, nope, we need civil disobedience.
And you
we
can't
need right
own
now
a gun.
Civil disobedience.
They
yes.
were the first ones that weren't allowed to own a gun. And it was the Democrat Party. It's amazing how backwards we are right now. I just cannot. I never thought I would live to see this. This is beyond politics. This is a takeover of our country, and it didn't happen January 6th. This happened a long time ago. Daniel, I don't know that we've calmed you any for the weekend.
No.
Try to turn it off. Try to turn it off and relax and enjoy. Get out with some friends or something. Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate all that you do. God
Thank
bless you.
You.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller, but now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public.
public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I hope that you really are upset, America, and I hope that you really do care. But it's not enough. We've got to go farther than that. It's not enough for us to just sit here and complain about it. And maybe I'm one of the worst ones. I do this every single day. I absorb it all night long. I think it drives my husband crazy. He doesn't even come to the, he very seldom comes down to the family room anymore because I'm sitting there watching the news. You know, it's our duty to protect liberty. Now, I have a couple of quotes that Rudy handed me during the break, and this is from Dwight D. Eisenhower. History does not long entrust the care of freedom to the weak or the timid. That's a pretty good quote. I have another one here somewhere from Thomas Paine. Those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. Remember the little story of the little red hen? She asked for help as she was baking this loaf of bread. And nobody wanted to help, but everybody wanted to partake of the fresh, warm bread and eat it. And she didn't let them. How can we expect to reap the benefits of liberty by somebody else's sacrifices if we are not willing to undergo a little fatigue ourselves? The second quote here, I'm gonna disagree with him on one word. He says, the contest for ages has been to rescue liberty from the grasp of the executive power. I believe it's the legislative power. Right now, the executive power is being run by the legislative power. Joe Biden's not making these decisions. He hasn't got sense enough to come in out of the rain right now. He never did. He was always a liar. He always made things up. He always just got along. But pandemic got him elected. He didn't get out and campaign. They made sure he didn't. Right now, they're trying to keep him down, but they can't. Obama is leading this. Pelosi is helping. The Democrat Party has put a fraud amongst the American people, and we seem to be buying it hook, line, and sinker. Now, MyPillow Mike has decided to quit advertising on Fox. Why? He says he made the decision after Fox News declined to run a commercial linked to his efforts to promote his claims of widespread fraud in the 2020 presidential election. Security and election officials have said there is no proof of widespread election fraud. That is not true. That's coming from the Wall Street Journal, but that's not true. There has been evidence of fraud. Widespread fraud. How many states does it take to have widespread fraud? How many dead people have to vote before it's considered widespread fraud? How many people get to vote two or three times before it's considered widespread fraud? If the courts refuse to look at the evidence, then I guess you can say, well, there's no proof. Because you didn't look at the proof. Of course, Fox is claiming, well, he's going to lose all this money because he didn't, but he's not using them because he gained such wealth. MyPillow spent almost $50 million on Fox last year, and so far this year has shelled out $19 million for ad time, says the Wall Street Journal. Fox statement is, it's unfortunate Mr. Lindell has chosen to pause his commercial time on Fox News, given the level of success he's experienced in building his brand through advertising on the number one cable news network. Well, he had a brand before Fox.
He did, and Fox may not be number one for long.
They may not. Newsmax is passing them.
I don't think Mike Lindell pulling his ads, that alone
that's
is going to cancel
them.
Fox, but it's got to hurt a little, don't you think?
Well, I think it would
how
a little
money
bit.
Did
when you lose
say?
A million-dollar account,
yeah.
You know. No, I'm sorry, when you lose a $50 million account.
Yeah.
You know.
And whoever that account executive is has got a whole different opinion about this than Fox.
This came from another host on another talk show. And I have never heard of this gentleman, but I get a lot of his news, and after his pops up, it pops up somewhere else. He's taken it from somewhere, and then he's given his opinion, kind of like I do. But Lindell is still promoting, and it's through affiliation. He doesn't shell out advertising dollars to me. It's if you buy the MyPillow and use the promo code BethAnn. Several of you have been because it has kicked up here in the last few months, and I'm getting a few more dollars from him. I'm not getting millions of dollars. I'm not even getting thousands of dollars. I'll get anywhere from 100 to 300. But for a while, I was only getting 60 bucks or 50 bucks or 80 bucks. I'm telling on myself here. But I also received a call from one of you one time right after we started it saying, I don't do the internet, and so I buy my MyPillow at the store. Well, that didn't help me. Advertising-wise, because I don't get paid for that. You have to use the promo code. They want to know you're listening to me and hearing the MyPillow ads on CSC Talk Radio. So, this is not good for Fox. It won't crush them. No, there'll be another pillow. There are other sheets. They're already advertising other kinds of sheets. There's other things that they can go with. My pillow is made in the USA, and I'm trying very hard to only deal with what's made in the USA or to only deal with Christian companies. And it's difficult because they're wise in their economics, and they're not just going to throw money out there. And I'm a small network of affiliates, not a large one. I wished I was large. I wish we could get growing. But the dollars just pay us from month to month. And that's not enough to grow. That sustains us, but it's not enough to grow. So say a prayer for that, okay? I'm not asking you to throw me money unless you just have it to spare. I'm saying say a prayer about it. Because it's difficult. There's just two of us here. And for a long time, there was just one of us. And it's difficult to get all the stuff you need to get done just to sustain and then try to be the salesperson that pushes for new affiliates and pushes for new advertisers. And it's just something. In fact, if one of you out there is a retired salesman and would like to help us out, give us a call in the office at 573-796-2166. We'd love it. 573-796-2166. Not now. We can't answer the phone right now. We're both in the studio. Donald Trump made some comments here in the last couple of days that I thought I would share with you before we head into this break. It says, this was from yesterday, under the weak leadership of Mitch McConnell, Senate Republicans continue to lose. He lost Arizona. He lost Georgia. He ignored the election fraud, and he doesn't fight. Now he's giving Democrats everything they want and getting nothing in return. No deal is better than a bad deal. Fight for America, not for special interests and radical Democrats. Rhinos are ruining America alongside with the communist Democrats. And I think this is something that President Trump knows, but they're intentionally not fighting. They intentionally ignore the voting fraud. Intentionally. I said a long time ago when they put Mitch McConnell back in there, nothing was going to change. He was no different than crying old Boehner. Boehner was a mess. And he's no different than Paul Ryan. They're all rhinos. They're looking out for their interests. They want to keep this political chain going and ignore liberty and ignore we the people and ignore the contract called the Constitution between the people and the elected officials. Are you worried, America? Do you care? I hope you do. But you need to be shivering in your boots when we have somebody like Schiff mocking God. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea?
Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. That's 800-296-1213.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is BethAnn. This is the second statement. This is from today, from President Donald Trump, the 45th president. The rhinos in the Senate are delivering a big win by caving to the radical Democrats on infrastructure. Once they pass this bill out of the Senate, it will sit in the House until they get steamrolled by the biggest government expansion in a generation. Tax increases on everyone, government-run health care, more government-run schools, amnesty for illegal immigrants, and we're talking not just hundreds or thousands, we're talking about hundreds of thousands and millions. Masks, and many more terrible socialist programs. Nancy Pelosi has no infrastructure until they get everything else. She has said that. Infrastructure is just a carrot for a massive socialist expansion. Why are rhinos so desperate to push bad, radical, leftist policies and at the same time give a big win to the Democrats? They will be forced to give up some of the incredible tax cuts gotten during the Trump administration, one of its many hallmarks. This is a bad legislation and politically irresponsible. The Democrats will use it to show they can get anything they want from the Republicans. They always do. Have you ever noticed that? Why did the Republicans keep the president and make it so difficult for the president to build a wall? Have you ever noticed people like Lindsey Graham? Oh, yeah, he's on Fox a lot. He's one of their go-to guys. Have you ever wondered why? He was all over Trump when he needed reelected. He was a little worried he wasn't going to get reelected, and doggone it, they did it. But these rhinos will not admit to anything about election fraud. Not seriously. Nor the border crisis, nor the fact that what the Biden administration is doing is not only unconstitutional, it's illegal. I guess both are the same. The executive branch is to make sure that the laws are enforced. It is Congress that makes the laws. So when they complain and gripe about the immigration laws or the drug laws or any other laws, ICE, they're the ones who put them in place. An executive order is supposed to enforce them. It's not happening, America. We're in a crisis. The crisis is Congress. The crisis is a constitutional crisis. And it's happened because we don't know our Constitution. We don't hold these people accountable. Excuse me, accountable. Got too excited, got choked up, Rudy. Not like Shim. Like Shim, Shim, Sham, Shim, Shif. I didn't get quite that excited. Rudy gave this to me yesterday, and I'm going to probably botch it here going through it. But this is coming from the New York Times, believe it or not. And it's talking about the billions of dollars that Trump is up against in this lawsuit against big tech. You want to see? Rudy stood to his feet. He's shrugging his shoulders. It says the current stock market value of the big five is $9.3 trillion and is more than the value of the next 27 or more valuable U.S. companies put together, including corporate giants like Tesla, Walmart, and J.P. Morgan, Chase, according to the data of the S&P Global Market Intelligence. Apple's profit, just from the past 3 months, was $21.7 billion. 3 months. It was nearly double the combined annual profits of the five largest U.S. airlines pre-pandemic 2019.
That's amazing.
That's a bunch of money.
That's a bunch of money.
Somebody's got money. Not Americans. Well, I guess that technically they're Americans, not the working, producing Americans. Amazon's stock price increases have made Jeff Bezos so rich that he could buy a new model iPhone for 200 million people, and he would still be a billionaire. Google's $50 billion in revenue. It says Facebook expects to dole out more cash outfitting its computer hubs and offices in 2021 than Exxon spreads around the world to big oil and gas out of the ground in a year. He said, what's clear more than ever is that America's tech titans have formed a separate universe in which they are the sun and everyone else. Billions of humans, other companies, entire countries, and governments are mere planets that revolve around them. You know, the folks, this is crazy. And they will block you. They will ban you. They will keep your truth from being, or your opinion, whether it's truth or not, they'll keep it from being out there. Do you care, America? Do you care? Now, I didn't plan on throwing out a job application there, but I am serious about it. I've had several in the past, and none of them worked out because I can't pay you a salary. You have to work on commission only. I'm concerned when we have elected government officials such as Schiff. Doing what they did this week. I'm concerned when our own representatives, I don't care that they're Republicans, I don't care if they're Democrats, that they are not allowed to enter a facility and see how American people are being cared for. When you have government officials mocking God, removing God, and then mocking God and asking Him for their help, you know you're in trouble. I'll end with this. It's kind of good news. Kind of. If it's not just more theatrics. But this is 228 Republicans sign legal brief asking the Supreme Court to uphold Mississippi abortion ban. The brief expressly identifies as acceptable outcomes rulings that allow greater restrictions on pre-viability abortions, but fall short of fully returning abortion to the Democrat process. It says that they lay out the science. We've come a long way, baby, since they first came out with this abortion. We know now life begins at conception in the womb. We know that life is precious. It can be snapped away just like that. Can the power of the wicked in this United States of America be snapped away like that? Not if all we do is sit around and talk about it. Americans have got to make the phone calls. You've got to get these letters from the Voice of the Patriot. Pass them around. You've got to run for office. You've got to hold your school boards accountable. You've got to do something. You can't just sit there and say, oh, well, I'll hide. It's not affecting me, but it is affecting you. And the scripture has said, let us not become weary in doing good. It's the right thing to do to bring America home. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.